When I see annoying people, I conjure up cartoons of the individuals going about their unconscious business. They become caricatures of themselves, a parody of who they think they are in the fantasy I am creating during the moment. At times this internal mental exercise manifests itself before I am aware anyone is actually paying attention, myself included. Just in the moment someone may catch a glimpse of a nuance, I realize that I must pick up my toys and return to the business at hand. My imagination helps me cope with the things that are wrong. I perceive it in my body, a visceral acknowledgement of the reality, bad versus good. So when I get annoyed, I get angry and then I try to figure out why I allowed myself to get all bent out of shape. Watching others embarrass themselves is not enjoyable. I try not to react, but then I have to vent, and I guess that is where the next rant would come in. It seems a lot of people are trying to be apathetic and rude to prove something to themselves and others. This may have something to do with their personal identity or self-image. Somewhere through similar channels, the majority of those displaying that brand of annoying haughtiness have developed their identity through being contradictory to practical viewpoints. You know, the talking head that pursues the argument for argument's sake. Essentially, their inner depravity prompts this behavior pattern. Even though I am just guessing, as far as the psychobabble is concerned, it does give me pause, so I hold back and not let my emotions take me where I don't need to go. Tragedy brings people together and tears them apart.